This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, or did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be involved in the conversation. Andrea Kay will join me at the after the first break. We'll have some fun with her, talk about what's going on this week. She's the guest hosting next Wednesday. Is it Wednesday? Next Wednesday. And then we have Xander Gibb will join us at the second hour. And then Hannah Sherlocker from college. What's that place called? Campus Reform for the College Crazies segment of the show. And, man, it gets worse. It's getting worse. Look what's going on out there all over the place. You know, we're gonna talk about Mr. Weinstein. Is it Weinstein? Yeah, Weinstein. And interestingly enough, he gets accused by one of the loons on the left of sexual assault and many more. Just one in particular. It was Ashley Judd. And Hollywood comes to his defense. Donald Trump, you know, somebody on the right says they want to grab something on a woman. And oh my God, he should be tarred, feathered, drawn, quartered, and the whole nine yards. Which is why I've been saying for years, people, they don't want equality. They want control. They know better. They're smarter than you. Get over yourselves. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And then we're going to talk later on about BLM, because there's nothing else to talk about, right? So, no, BLM actually shut down, or wanted to shut down, the ACLU. Why? Because they're white supremacists. Not the BLM. ACLU. I mean, these people are nuts. They have totally lost their minds, don't you think? I mean, seriously. And then something I know I'm going to take a ration of crap for, but I don't really care at this point. A gay coffee shop owner goes off on a bunch of Christian kids that aren't doing anything wrong. And when I say nothing wrong, I mean they're not having a prayer service. They're not even talking about the Bible or Jesus or anything along those lines. And when the guy comes out, he gets nasty. And there's no reason for it. Absolutely none. Except he thought so. Right? I mean, it just never stops. And they really believe. They really believe, you know, they believe they have a right to be offended. They have the right to dictate and everything. Anybody on the left has that. They think they have a right to do that. And it's okay. Well, you know, it's not okay. Because if you truly want equality, then I have the same rights that you do. So if I don't make you a cake, if you and your honey come to my place and I don't make you a cake, I'm the jerk, right? You, on the other hand, can throw Christian kids out because you don't like the materials, the anti-abortion material they were handing out in another block, not even where your store is. So again, as I say, it's just a sham. It's a scam. And the way you cut it, It's a scam. So, again, back to, and I can't, there's no other way to say it. I mean, this is a sickness. How do you follow somebody from a religious standpoint? How do you follow somebody? Would you, is there a Buddhist out there that thinks Buddha was mentally ill? Because I'd like to hear from you. Seriously. That he had some mental issues or sexual issues or what have you. I'd like to hear from you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'd like to hear from a Muslim that thought Muhammad was a little off. Maybe there was something wrong with him. Maybe he had some mental deficiencies or what have you. A little evil thing going on, you know, in the back of his head. And if you're a Jew, let's talk about Moses. Right? I mean, think about these three patriarchs or what have you of their respective religions. Would you follow that religion if you thought something was wrong with them? Well, apparently, a Methodist bishop decided she was going to follow Jesus Christ, even though he was a bigot. Seriously. It was always amazing to me. This is such a, I don't know, a tendency of the left where they know better than everybody else. Anything or everybody. They would know better how a car operated. They know how the Ford motor runs better than Henry Ford. You know what I'm talking about here? You're like people who design certain things and make certain things. Always someone comes along who knows better than they are. They can't afford to buy themselves a cup of coffee, but they're smarter than everybody else in town. So this woman has staked her eternal life on a bigot. Has staked her eternal life on someone with flaws, but her own Bible says that Jesus was without sin. So if Jesus was without sin and Jesus was a bigot, then apparently God is confused as to what sin is. Maybe he should ask this woman and she could tell him. United Methodist Bishop Dr. Karen Oliveto, she's out loud and proud and says that Jesus was a bigot. But she praises him. I mean, think about that. Right? She believes because he was outgoing, he was at least open and honest about his feelings of being a bigot and quite prejudiced. From the pulpit, she says, if Jesus can change, if he can give up his bigotries and prejudices, if he can realize that he made his life too small, and if this realization he grew closer to others and closer to God, then so can we. So she's telling Jesus, the Son of God, where he went wrong. Tell me that isn't that just sick. It's really a sickness. Andrea Kay joins me after the break. We'll be back in a minute. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Never mind, dear. Chin up. That's right, both of them. Yeah.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's lots you can do up there, and you can you can give me your email address. If you don't do anything else, at least that's free. It doesn't cost you anything. Give me your email address, and every week I send out an email, let you know what's coming up on the show, what we're going to be talking about, that kind of thing. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. But while you're there, don't waste your time. Buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Always good reading there. It's not just that. We've got great writers. We've got all kinds of stuff going up on the website. I don't want to waste your time, though. I want to bring her right on with me. Andrea Kay joins me to kick off the weekend because Xander's going to be late. You know, I mean, it's tough, right? So Xander's late. I want to get the team together. Andrea's with me, so how you doing, Andrea?
Well, I'm awesome. You know, if I got to play second fiddle, if I got to be, if I got to be the plan B, I'm happy to be plan B to my man's band A game. Okay.
I would have made. I would have made you plan A, but you know you're always, you know, you're with the jet set. You're out every Friday night. You're going out to dinner. You know, Xander and I are old farts. We're home. We're kind of relaxing. We get the slippers. Huh? I know he's gonna kill me. I don't. How can he? He can't kill me. He's 3,000 miles away.
I wouldn't exactly call me a jet setter because, you know, evidently I'm not big enough to have been invited to a hotel room by Weinstein.
Oh.
You know, and have wine and dine. This open robe, okay? I've just never been more jealous of Ashley Judd than I am today.
Well, you know, I'm sure every girl grows up just waiting for Weinstein to invite them in to watch him take a shower, or maybe he can give you a back rub. I don't know. I mean, this, but you know what's really sick about this? I went looking to see. Let me see. We're on CNN. Right, I'm looking at what's here, paying tribute to those who killed in Las Vegas. Survivors remembered. Let me see. Every day, John Kelly ends with why. Tillerson Day. You see where I'm going with this? I can't find a story on Weinstein. You go over to MSNBC. Washington Post is beating on Trump. Bannon is rallying candidates. Matthews says Trump needs to start governing. Can't find Weinstein. I don't know what's going on here. Are you surprised at their silence?
Well, of course not. You know, if this were a Republican or if he were a Republican or a conservative, he would be Billy Bush right now. There would be an audio tape of him standing there in the bathrobe with the bathrobe open, telling a young girl he wants to give her a massage. If it was a Republican or conservative, there'd be videotape of it, and they would have waited and just for the right moment to put it out there, and then would have it on a loop all day long. Megyn Kelly would be having it on her show like she did with Trump and the Billy Bush tape, and she'd be playing it over and over and over and over again if it was a Republican or a conservative. And, you know, but right now I'm flashing on the audio tape or the videotape of Ashley Judd on stage in the pink hat talking about she's a nasty woman and President Trump and this and this and this. What, for 20 years she's let a predator like Weinstein off the hook and roaming around? I have no sympathy for her today. She, you know, she offends my most important lady part, and that's my brain.
Thank you. Please, thank you. No, listen, I agree with you. And somebody actually got on my case when I made that point earlier, which was, look, she could have stopped. I mean, how many others from being abused or misused or whatever the term you want to use? I don't really care. But think about how many others she could have helped. She could have been part of saving. When this finally comes to an end and it blows up, I mean, the Hollywood casting couch is going to have a whole different meaning to it, don't you think? Because, I mean, he's got money and power.
Well, yeah. In fact, somebody pointed out the irony of the fact that Trump says in the Billy Bush tape that got played ad nauseum all day, every day, he says, you know, when you're rich and powerful, you can get away with pretty much anything. Well, didn't Harvey, doesn't this story about Weinstein prove that? You sure can get away with anything in Hollywood. Because he got away with it. Why? Because he was the head of Miramax, and that's one thing Ashley Judd says. When you're young, Miramax was everything at that point in her career. But you know what? She sold her soul because she didn't speak up. And let me tell you, I spoke up when this kind of crap happened to me. In fact, I had a very similar story happen to me when I was in corporate America, where a former big came back to town and invited a bunch of ladies from the local office to his hotel room. And, you know, and so I had a similar thing happen to me. The difference is I spoke out about it as I was on my way out, left the organization because I couldn't keep working there. So shame on Ashley Judd. You know, she kept quiet about this. In fact, there's another picture going around of her at the Academy Awards with him, holding hands with him years after this happened.
Oh, and no explanation for it. Not a big deal. It's just, look, I think they're used to it there. I truly believe that pedophilia runs rampant in Hollywood. I believe that this stuff goes on a regular basis. Yeah. And if they try to stand up to it, if they try to take a stand to it, it'll pretty much stop them all from having their quote-unquote fun. I really think it's a sad place, a very sick place, but that's my own personal opinion. But you brought it up. Well, you brought it up. You guys go through this on a regular basis. You know, attractive women on the conservative side as well. You and I go to some of those major events, and you know it's happening or attempts are being made. It's disgusting that it's gotten to that point. At least I think so.
Yeah, and you know one thing that bothers me as a woman is that what is equally sick is when a woman will put up with it as long as she thinks it's going to get her somewhere,
yeah,
and then when it then she cries victim. Ashley Judd put up with this because she had hoped at some point Miramax, you know, would, and I don't even know if Miramax is still the power it was, you know, a few years back, but she did it for that. Just like there were women at Fox News that kept their mouth shut for years, allowing supposed predators to continue to prey on women as long as they were continuing to get the contract renewed. I'm specifically thinking of my former favorite Miss America, Gretchen Carlson, who evidently wasn't going to speak out about anything until her contract could get renewed. Then all of a sudden, she's got to burn up the house. No. She spoken up sooner, and so should Ashley Judd.
Yeah. Well, listen, but feminists would, when they jump on these things, they'll say, hey, well, she had to keep her mouth shut or she wouldn't be able to have her job. And I always go back to, so then where were the warriors? Even on our side, males, where are the warriors? We're the guys that are supposed to speak up. We're the ones that are supposed to have a leg up, or we're supposed to have more honor or integrity. Where are, and I'm not trying to bash on our side, but where are we? Why aren't we doing this? You can't tell me that no male knew what was going on with Gretchen or you or anybody else for that matter. Why didn't they speak up?
Well, you know, because in corporate America, you know, it's also about self-preservation. One of my girlfriends, I said to her, why did you leave me out there on a limb? Why did you not? Because everybody was brought in and interviewed for it. I said, why did you throw me under the bus? Why didn't you? She said, because I wanted to keep my job. And you know what? It's the same for the other men in the office.
All right. Hold on. Pause. We've got to go for a break. But I want to talk about that on the other side. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
ProPure water filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's ProPure.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Just get involved in the conversation. And you need to, well, first, I don't mind you being involved in the conversation, but sometimes you just have to listen. You know what I'm saying? Just listen. Get informed. Get engaged. Xander Gibbs is going to join us in the next hour, and he's hot. He's hot about a lot of stuff going on this week. And then we do our weekly College Campus Crazy segment with Hannah Sherlocker from Campus Reform. And I tell you what, we could probably do 3 hours a night, 5 nights a week on the crazy stuff going on college campuses today. Andrea Kay joins me right now. And Andrea, before we get rolling, because I do this all the time too, and I don't mean to do it, tell people where they can catch your show. You know, how often, where to go to find more about Andrea Kay?
Well, thank you for asking. You're such a gentleman. My show is the Andrea Kay Show. It's on Tuesdays on AM 1170 in San Diego, as well as on other networks. All the info is on my website, AndreaKayShow.com. And then I've also got a new TV show that I'm hosting called West Coast Weekly with Andrea Kay. And that's on Walk TV Network as well as KDOC. But if you don't happen to have any of those TV stations, you can check out the YouTube channel. And that's a fun show for me, Joe, because I get to talk about stuff beyond just politics. You know, everything from charity causes to medicine, business. Last time we did an episode, I talked to a world record holder who did 21,000 sit-ups to raise money for Make-A-Wish. And he is a Wall Street exec. You know what? I'm tired of the left demonizing business people in this country, Joe, because that's really where the heart and soul is of America, in my opinion.
My stomach hurts just thinking about it. But, no, I'm glad you clarified, because most people, you know, think of West Coast Weekly, I would be thinking you're lining up all the lunatic stories that go on here in California and talking about them once a week. It's just, I mean, we're now a sanctuary state, right?
Yeah.
Let me see. We had openly, I don't know any other way to put it, we had openly illegal aliens blocking traffic, having a protest in Los Angeles today, and they weren't arrested. Let's forget the fact that they were here illegally. Blocking traffic like that is illegal. What's happened?
Here right now, we've got left. I mean, you know, the second a bullet, in, you know, after the mass murder, anytime there's any kind of shooting, I mean, while the bodies are still bleeding out, you got the left jumping on gun control, because supposedly they care about lives. Meanwhile, the same people yammering about gun control are the same people here in California literally giving sanctuary to rapists and murderers and illegals, and now they're even blocking traffic. I mean, it's like a bad Harvey Weinstein, whatever the hell that heck you say his name. It's like a bad movie of his.
Well, yeah, it's really. Hey, wait a minute. Yeah, no, but to your point, that you've got people here that have committed serious crimes. They're roaming the streets. They're allowed to stay here, and even when they're arrested, and they should be sent back. They're now told they better not let ICE know what's going on. That doesn't make our street city safer. It doesn't make our cities any safer. These guys are really sick. I mean, seriously.
They are sick because they want to lie to us and tell us that we need sanctuary cities. We need to protect felons because if we don't protect felons and the rapists and the murderers, then other illegals won't feel free to report crimes of the felons and the rapists and the murderers that we're giving sanctuary to. I mean, it's literally insane. The American people have caught on to it. They know that it's just about the left wanting to expand the dependency class for power. That's all that it's about. Just like the American people can say, you know what, they're on to the left and their hypocrisy. You don't care about lives. Don't tell me about gun control is caring about lives when you're protecting felons and murderers, and when you're whether they're here illegally or whether the felons and the murderers are at Planned Parenthood.
Well, I'm sure you dealt with this on your show too. The other day, I said when they came out and they said they want we need stronger gun control, we need stricter gun control, and it's like everything else. What do they mean by that? Because when they say we need comprehensive immigration reform, they're talking about sweepingly making everybody legal, opening up the borders. They're not interested in clamping down on anything. So when they talk about gun control, they're talking about shredding the guns, picking up the guns. They're not talking about making the ones you have safer. Do you agree?
Well, absolutely. We all know that it's inch by inch, death by a thousand cuts, that they want ultimately, they want to get guns out of America. We had a local sheriff here in San Diego who said, we can do this in 10 years. We can make America a non-gun country. So the American people get it. They know that while the left may be talking about bump stocks today, it's really ultimately their end game is to destroy the Second Amendment, confiscate our guns under the guise of making us safer. And that's one of the reasons why we need to get history back in our schools so that Americans understand that the Second Amendment was about not just defending ourselves in our homes against intruders and bad guys, but it was defending ourselves against an overreaching government.
I love that. You're right on. I mean, I love these people. I love the games that they play with the words, and I just love the way they do this. And they're all doing who approved? I'm kind of I'm a little old, and I don't remember who approved the bumper stock. Who was that? Let me see. Oh, that was Obama and Hillary. Right?
Yeah. It's more hypocrisy. But you're not going to hear that in the mainstream media.
Oh, no.
Of course not. Just like you don't hear that. It was the Democrats that started slavery and all these statues they're tearing down were all Democrats. Once they got control over our media and our education system, man, they really got hold of the minds of Americans but a lot of Americans are catching on, and that's why, they're panicked right now and trying to think of what they can do in 2018 to get the power back. And that's why you've got this Sanchez woman out here in California and others saying, it's time for Pelosi and, what's the other one? Steny Hoyer and others. They want to change leadership.
Yeah. Well, I think we should start a petition to keep them, though, don't you? I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
All right. So I have to give credit to where credit's due. CNN, MSNBC, none of them have any stories about Weinstein, but the Huffington Post does. They've got I won't repeat it, but they have a really nasty Tammy's not going to say it. She slapped me if I said it.
You're not saying that.
I know. I'm not going to say it. Well, I always clean it up. I mean, right on the front page of the Post, it says, Weinstein pleasured himself in front of me, said a TV host. And so they have two big stories about him on the front page of the Huffington Post. So I'll give them credit there. But the fact that it took them this long, all of them, just shows you where their mind's at, right?
Well, yeah, absolutely. By the way, I'm curious as to who that host was. But also I'm curious as to why nobody's really talking about the hypocrisy going on with this woman, Lisa Bloom, okay?
Basically
is her mother without the really bad turtleneck and bad, you know, helmet hair. You know, Lisa Bloom has made a career off of not just piggybacking off of her mother and riding her mom's coattails, Gloria Allred, but being some woman's advocate. And what does she do? She takes up to defend Harvey Weinstein? I mean, Come on, Bloom.
No, I hear you. I think it's amazing. I think it's interesting how these people are. Okay, look, we're up against the time, so I want to make sure that you get plenty of time. Again, tell people where they find you, how they, and I don't mean physically. Don't tell them what restaurant you're going to tonight like Xander does. Tell them where they can find more about your writings, your shows, and that kind of thing.
Well, thank you. My show is on Tuesdays in San Diego on AM 1170 at 6 p.m. I do a Facebook Live broadcast in the morning on Tuesdays when I record my show, and I'm going to be filling in for the man, Joe Messina.
Wow, you're
next
in.
Wednesday
oh,
night.
I thought you were talking about Rush
Real
Limbaugh.
Fun.
I didn't know. Oh, always fun. Thank you, Andrea. Enjoy your evening, and we'll catch up with you next week for sure.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. Good night, all.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, don't go far. We got so much to talk about tonight. All right? I'm going to talk about, and Xander, I know, I didn't have the story earlier when I talked with him, but we're going to deal tonight with the gay coffee shop owner who threw out Christians. And not, you know, the title of the article is for their beliefs, but the reality was he didn't like something they did, but not in his store, that they were doing in the neighborhood. And he threw them out. And not only did he just throw them out, he got nasty. And maybe I'll do that in the next segment. I don't know. I haven't decided. We're going to talk about Black Lives Matter, who they shut down the ACLU at a free speech event. Now, think about something here. The ACLU, I mean, the demigod of liberals all over the place. I mean, these guys will go to bat for liberals for any reason, anywhere, anyhow, at the drop of a dime. And BLM, these particular BLM group, was too dull to figure out who they were. But wait till you hear what they were yelling. Oh, no, I'm not even going to get through it. So we're going to got a lot more to do after the break. We'll be right back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now, 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
You are some messed up white people.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me and being part of the conversation, whether you're up on the, what's it called, the chat room or the Facebook feed, any one of those. You know, I do appreciate your involvement with me. So, again, I was checking CNN, MSNBC, all the, you know, spaghetti networks, and the only one that has Weinstein and I did find, I think, one of the CNN or MSNBC, in a small print off to the left, buried in a bunch of stories, there was some about Weinstein. Why they don't think this is a big deal, I don't know. But if Trump was accused of any of this, and what I think is funny, too, is all of a sudden somebody found an extended tape. We haven't heard it or seen it yet. But they found an extended tape of Mr. Trump. You know, I was going to wait till one of the other segments, but I think I can get through this now. You know, the Christians were constantly, you know, how nasty we are. And we've heard over and over and over and over and over again how, you know, we're racist, we're homophobes, you know, we won't do anything for people we don't believe in or for things that we don't believe in. Like, you know, the baker and the photographer who didn't want to take pictures or make a cake for a wedding. And it wasn't because they hated the person. The baker even said at one point in time, look, I can't celebrate this with you. Don't you want somebody to make your cake that actually can celebrate whatever it is that you're doing? And they couldn't be bothered. So apparently now, there was a, where did it go? I hate when it does this. There was a coffee shop owner, and it was up in Seattle, right? You would think Seattle, you know, they're progressive. They're so much in front of us. They're so much smarter than we are. And it was a gay coffee shop owner. And he pushed out a bunch of Christian kids, wanted them out, well, young people, not kids, because they were intolerant. Now, apparently, they had been walking some of the neighborhoods, and they were giving out pro-life information. And he didn't like that. And he didn't find out about it until later on, until after they had already been in, they had bought the coffee. See, I would have asked for my money back. But I want you to hear the tolerant left. Now, this story has made its way around. I haven't heard anyone from the left denounce this kind of attitude. And I know some people that know me well are going to get upset with me for even playing this. But why shouldn't I? Because all I ever hear about is how nasty Christian conservatives are. Well, you know what? There are people in all walks of life, on all sides, that are nasty too. I want you to hear this. I want you to hear what they really think about you.
I'm gay. Okay. You have to leave.
So this is the owner of the coffee shop. Now, I mean, take my forgiveness up front, because I've done everything I can to make sure I took every nasty word out of this. If I missed one, I apologize.
Are you denying a service?
I am, yeah.
So why aren't we allowed to stay? Because
this is offensive to me. I own the place.
All right, so he's holding up a brochure, a flyer, whatever, that they, maybe not even that group, but the group that they were with had been given out in the neighborhoods on pro-life. Pro-life. And he's offended. Doesn't matter whether he's gay or straight. He's offended at a pro-life brochure. And for that reason, the coffee they already paid for, they're sitting in his establishment. They're not talking about Jesus. They're not doing a Bible. So they're not doing anything but relaxing and enjoying his coffee. And this is how he repays it. And he's offended, by the way. He has a right to be offended. He's offended.
I have a right to be offended.
Yes, you do.
So I have a right to say,
did anyone buy anything in the store?
I didn't. No. I don't know.
So where does the man from?
So nobody brought it into the store. Nobody brought the brochure in. Nobody talked about it. One of his cohorts, the owner's cohorts, had grabbed it from the neighborhood. And he even says so.
I came from outside the store.
Right. Okay, well, there's a lot of us in the city. I didn't leave anything in your store.
So something you found on public property.
I saw
Shut up. You just admitted to it being you.
Right.
Yeah. Shut up. You don't have a right to speak. It's my store. Won't you ever be quiet? Yeah.
So
shut up.
What about a defendant?
Shut up.
Okay.
There's nothing else you can say.
So we're not welcome here.
I do not want these people in this place.
So you're not willing to tolerate our presence?
Extremely offensive.
Can you
tolerate my presence?
We are.
Right. We're actually in the coffee shop.
Really?
Yeah. Brilliant, right? So you can tolerate my presence? Hey, moron. We bought coffee in your store. We're hanging out in your store. We gave you money. I'm sorry. What are you missing here? But listen, this is where it really gets nasty.
We are.
Right, we're actually in the coffee shop.
Really? Hey, if I go get my boyfriend right now, it's right here, you're going to tolerate that?
That would be your choice.
Are you going to tolerate it? It's your
place.
Now listen. He didn't say kiss him. He talked about having sex with him, and he was very specific on how. Well, let me put it to you this way. I don't gay, straight, or whatever. I don't want to watch anybody having sex at the table next to me while I'm having coffee. So he's being an idiot, and he's being a jerk, and he doesn't need to do this, and this is really what hurts his cause. Makes it harder and harder for people to want to tolerate somebody on the left like this. And notice I didn't say somebody who's gay like this.
To my question. No, you're going to sit right here and watch it.
See, no, you will sit. I'm sorry. Who are the ones that are mean and nasty? Who are the ones that are hateful? This guy apparently doesn't understand that whole love Trump's hate slogan, does he?
Well, no, I mean, we don't want to watch that.
Well, then I don't have to tolerate this.
Well, that's true. I mean, you didn't leave.
Now, when he says this, he doesn't point to all of them like sitting around with open Bibles because they don't have any. They're sitting there just discussing, having coffee. He come in, he didn't even hear them talking. No, he's holding up a flyer that somebody found at a property, at a local property.
All of you, tell all your friends don't come here.
Okay.
Now he's throwing them all out, and he doesn't want any more Christians to come there. I wonder how many people would stand up for him, because the other way around, these people on the left, right, they wouldn't go to that coffee shop if it was a Christian coffee shop and he threw out a gay couple, which would never happen. Not a real Christian coffee shop, anyhow. Now, if you're doing rude things or lewd things there, it wouldn't matter whether you were gay, straight, or whatever, I'd throw you out. I don't go to a coffee shop to watch people be all over each other.
Yeah, I like it. I'm not going to be saved by anything. I'm Christ, okay? He's not winning.
Now, you missed that because he went by too fast. But somebody told him he needed Christ. And you know what he said? He said he would do Christ in a heartbeat because Christ is hot. But he was very specific as about what he would do. So now, not only is it cool to throw someone out, now we've gone all the way to the other side where you can insult my God. I wonder if that was a Muslim there, if they would have done it, if it was a Muslim group. Would he have said the same thing about Muhammad? And I'm sorry to bring it up because some of you find that very distasteful. But think about it. Why is it they only do it with Christians? Why? Because they're cowards. That coffee shop owner is a coward because he can come unglued on Christians and he knows they're going to do anything to him. They're not going to hurt him. They're not going to do anything bad to him. So sure, let's insult Christ. I wouldn't have left if I was those kids. And then I would have pushed for the because I know that, Seattle has those hate laws, has those ordinances. And I'm sure somewhere in here I would find something. You know what? I know we're not supposed to do this, but really, seriously, let's scare the guy to the point where let him know that we're going to sue him now. We're going to take everything away from him. We're going to cause him to lose his coffee shop, his livelihood, his house, his business. How do you think he'd feel? So it's okay for them to be hateful. When I say them, I'm not calling out the gay community. I'm calling out this particular coffee shop owner. Okay for him to do it. But man, if he came down to my cake store down the corner and I told him I was offended by what he wanted me to put on the cake, I wonder what would happen to me. Do you guys know?
You may be friends. Okay, great.
Hey.
It's not a joke. Good, I'm glad. You won't be.
He's glad that he's irritated the Christian kids. He's glad that he's made fun of their God. Isn't that loving? Isn't that caring? Isn't that accepting?
Okay, we'll say sweet nice.
Stay away, dear.
All right.
Thank you.
Now they're trying to leave, and he's still taunting them. And it's like even one of his buddies now, the owner of the coffee shop, is going, look, let him go. Drop it. Finish it. It's done.
All righty then. Well, Seattle
is good to sell. See, and he's still swearing at them on the way out. It's classic. It is classic how they operate. Again, they don't want equality. They could care less about your rights. Seriously, not joking. It's not about equality, people. I keep telling you that. It's totally about them having total control. That's what it's about. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. A lot coming up after the break. Zarin DeGibb will join us in the next hour. Let me tell you what. You better be able to take notes. He's got a lot to say. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Give me your email address because I want your email address. We've got a lot to talk about. Anyway, get your coffee. Come on back. Don't go far.